Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 15th July 2021. Top stories for today. The government is mulling the possibility of giving some leeway to individuals who have completed taking two doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, including allowing them to dine in at restaurants and to travel interstate. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin said he had asked the Special Committee for Ensuring Access to COVID-19 Vaccine Supply, JKJAV, to look into relaxing the movement control for those who were fully vaccinated. The daily number of COVID-19 infections in Malaysia continued to rise, with a total of 13,215 cases reported today, the highest daily figure recorded since the pandemic hit the country. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah said the sharp increase brings the total number of cases to 880,782 so far. Former UMNO Supreme Council member Datuk Lokman Nur Adam was sentenced to a month's jail by the High Court in Kuala Lumpur today after finding him guilty of contempt of court for intimidating a witness in former Prime Minister Datuk Sri Najib Tun Razak's One Malaysia Development Berhad 1MDB trial. The witness is Najib's former special officer Datuk Amhari Effendi Nazaruddin, who is a key witness in the case. Judge Colin Lawrence Sikora, in his judgment, said the respondent, Lokman, committed contempt by threatening Amhari Effendi, who is the 8th prosecution witness. A former research assistant to Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim has filed a suit against the PKR president for allegedly sexually assaulting him 3 years ago. In the statement of claim, Muhammad Yusof stated that the sexual assault took place on October 2, 2018 at Anwar's residence in Segambut. Following the incident, Muhammad Yusof claimed there was no communication between him and Anwar for about a month, although he was still working with the defendant then, prior to his transfer to the Aman Foundation before his resignation on June 24, 2019. The Australian state of Victoria was ordered into a 5-day lockdown today following a spike in COVID-19 infections, joining Sydney City as the country's two main population hubs battle an outbreak of the highly contagious Delta variant. From midnight, the state of 6.6 million people was told to stay home except for grocery shopping, essential work, exercise, healthcare and getting vaccinated. Again. The lockdown in Australia's second largest city of Melbourne is its 5th since the pandemic arrived a year and a half ago. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.